Could not be happier to welcome to Talk 107.3, Fab Morvan of Milli Vanilli. Fab, welcome aboard. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, Brian. You know, listen, the movie is coming out on Friday, August 9th, and finally, people are going to be able to watch this movie. It's like a time machine. You got the clothing. You got the emotional roller coaster. You're walking down Robin Fab's emotional shoes, and you get to understand and peek behind the inner workings of the music industry behind that curtain and understand what they did, how they did it, and that Robin Fab were used, you know, unfairly and thrown to the trash like rotten tomatoes in the end. Because in the end, the label hid, the producer hid, and then for some reason, investigative journalists went out the door. Where were the hard questions? Clive Davis? Nowhere to be seen because nobody wanted to bother him. And that's sad that it took so many years for me to get to this point and tell my story. But I'm here. It's okay. Patience is a virtue. Music saved my life. Music is life. And I worked on myself. My dream was originally to become a singer-songwriter producer. And I'm living this dream. I'm on the road every weekend. The movie's here. There was a documentary made as well. And all this adds up to 1 + 1 = 2, not 3. Now people understand that Robin Fab didn't orchestrate everything. There were people behind. There was a whole machine that planned it all. And Frank Farina, the producer, was the one who instigated everything to begin with. But people now are getting the idea. But it was not clear for a long time, unfortunately.
Well, that was the plan. Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
I was saying that, you know, if it would have happened with social media presence, it would have been a very different situation.
Interesting angle on the back end right there. We're talking with Fab Morvan of Milli Vanilli. The movie is called Girl, You Know It's True. And yes, it's opening in theaters on August 9th. Fab, my initial intent was, the first question was supposed to be, why would you want to make this movie in 2024? And then, well, I saw the screener for it. And the long and the short of it is, this is your side of the story. So walk the audience through a little bit about how this story got unraveled. How did y'all end up on this path?
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, young people, we have the youth, right? We were performing with a band, and those band members were working with Frank Farian, the producer, one of the biggest producers at the time. What happened was we were brought to him because he was looking for a project. So we were like, okay, cool. Long haul and behold, we didn't know that he was already working on producing the music. Everything was recorded, but was only looking for faces. We signed a recording contract without attorney or management. The contract is in German. I'm French. I turned to my guy, Rob. Is that okay if we sign this? Like, it's Frank Farian. Of course we're going to sign. Okay, let's sign this thing. Boom. We wait to record. We give advance money. We ask for a little bit of money. And then in the end, it was amounted to not much. But for us, poor kids, was a lot. So when we were asking, hey, what's going to happen next? They said, okay, this is what's going to happen. You're not singing on the record. You're just going to front the record. So we were like, nah, we're not doing that. Well, you know, money is not for free. Right. So how are you going to repay us? And there you're like, how do we repay? Okay, well, we do this one single. Mind you, we signed for 3 albums, which we didn't know. So you get in there, and the first single, Girl Knows True, was rapped by another rapper. The rest was another rapper. So we thought, okay, maybe we can sing on a second single. They never let us sing. But in the meantime, we became accustomed to this rock star life. You know, the life of a rock star. Once you taste that, man, listen, we never had any problems with the ladies. But, damn, when that happens, when Robin Fab became famous with Girl Knows True, it was crazy. So suddenly, you have access to VIP in a club, limousine, you're on the plane. Instead of stealing your food, now you get food brought to your room. They clean your room. You get accustomed and seduced by that life. In the meantime, all this is going. It was all fun and dandy. But as we went through and gained more fame, we were getting like really unhappy about the fact that we were told what to do every step of the way. We had to keep our mouth shut. And that was not the dream that we wanted to live. So this dream turned to a nightmare. And we were hoping to transition into a situation, which we were talking to another label and about to make that transition. But Frank Farian went to New York and told the world we didn't sing. And when he did that, anybody that was trying to involve themselves with us and try to build something else stepped far away from us and said, hey, sorry, we can't work with you. We can't touch you.
How painful, no good. How painful was that fall from grace? Because it was damn near immediate.
Oh, man, listen. Fame can disappear gradually, just like water. No, it's hot, then it goes lukewarm, then it's just warm. From one day to the next, we lost all the respect that people had for us. We went from fame to shame. And then you become this punchline. And when you walk in public or you see someone smile to you, you try to identify. Is it a smile, like, supportive, or is it just like a smirk? You don't know. So this is why I spent almost 3 years at home after the scandal, because I was afraid to be in a situation where it was too confrontational for me to stand and have people lay their eyes on me, because I didn't know how people felt about me, and I didn't feel good about myself at the same time. And Rob died of a broken heart, really, you know, because he thought this train would last a lot longer than I had thought. While on the road doing a 107-city tour, we bought equipment and we set up a studio in the back of our tour bus, you know? Mm-hmm. So we were working with the musicians that were on the road with us, and we were developing, and we were, like, writing songs, and the guys knew we didn't sing on the record, but we were like, yo, do that, and maybe we can put out some of those songs. But when Frank went to New York, it destroyed all our chances, you know? So it was rough, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I've learned that in life, you got to love what you do. And music was really, I discovered that that's truly what I wanted to do. So it was not a job, and I was not afraid of putting the work in. I understood it. Especially living in America, I've learned that if you want to accomplish anything, whatever you do, you have to work extremely hard. That's one thing I've learned by coming to, because it was a culture shock and difference between coming from Europe and going to America. All was new for us, the language, which we didn't speak very well. So when I stayed in L.A., I said to myself, well, I'm just going to do my best to survive. And we don't know where it's going to take me, but uncertainty was a definite fertile ground for creativity. And when I understood that creativity was the one thing that could help me survive and travel through time, I use it to the fullest. I use it every day. My health is also at the top of my list. So when you combine those two, love for music and stay focused, then, you know, and social media and all this that came around, well, we have new tools as artists now. So I'm here to stay. And when you listen to Girl Knows True that came out last Friday, and Blame It on the Rain that's coming out this Thursday, and it is acoustic. Diane Warren gave me her blessings. The movie's coming out on the 9th Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to get a whole picture, and then you're going to look at me very differently. So you fall, you stand back up, but you got to reinvent yourself. That's it.
Fab, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Peace.